Ah, good morning, everybody. Oh, it's nice and cool and breezy outside. No, not even close. It's brutal out there, and it's no fun. Absolutely no fun. I really feel these are the weeks that when they come through, when you get days like this, and they're elongated into the majority of a week, and what it will end up being, that you really feel for the people that are working outside, working their asses off. And might literally be working their asses off with as all the sweat is going on. You know, the people that are up in the trees with working with DTE or with the cable companies and whatever it is, the landscapers out there. I mean, the roofers. Oh, my God.
No respect for the roofers.
I got tons of respect for the roofers. Shout out Shana Roofing. tons of respect for everybody that's out there doing what they got to do. It's their job. And, you know, it's one thing when it's like, oh, it's 85 and humid, and then it gets up to 90, ooh, and then 95, and then yesterday was 96, and today it's supposed to get close to 100, all with humidity. It's just brutal. If you have to be outside, like obviously if you're working, I assume you know what you're doing. You know, you've been through this drill before, and you have your tricks to stay cool or whatever, and it's just awful and oppressive out there. And I hope everybody's taking care of themselves, making sure that they're staying as hydrated as you can. Drink tons of water. Take breaks to get in the shade. You know, fans help, but they're not great.
Like a cheering system, support system? Like
yeah.
Fans like that? I'm like, here for that. Oh, yeah, work. Stay dry. Stay cool.
I mean, when I get, like, if I've had in the past, when I've had, you know, landscapers working and stuff like this, I absolutely will do what I can. Like, hey, you know, open the garage and, you know, see if you guys want to get some shade that way, or here's absolutely you don't have to drink from the hose. I'll bring you water. I'll bring you cups of ice, whatever it is that you guys need.
$5 ice cubes if you have to.
I mean, you know, I got to make money off it. So there's that, because these are expensive. But no, I mean, you know what I mean? Even if I saw somebody three doors down, I'd feel bad and want to carry over a big glass of ice water to these people, because it really is unbelievable. Of what you're going through, the postal workers that are out there walking the beat today and yesterday and the next few days, it's awful out there, man. But so stay hydrated. We got some heat topics coming up a little bit later in the show.
They need some more hydration breaks, right? Stay with the theme of World Cup.
That's right, because you see those hydration breaks in the World Cup. Yeah, there's that. But let's get into the World Cup, which is something that I really thought I'd have a harder time saying than what I did, but I watched the game last night, as I'm sure lots of people did. Not everybody does, but the ratings seem to show that lots of Americans are really tuning in to the World Cup. And I think there's certainly a bunch of reasons why you would. The fact that the United States is still in it is probably number one. Well, number one is that they got into it in the first place. Number two is that they are still in it. Games to be playing here in the States. That's pretty cool. But you're getting casual fans. You're getting non-casual fans. You've got the diehards. You've got all different types of people that are now kind of paying attention to this. And locally, because the Tigers played yesterday afternoon, you know, if you're flipping around at night last night and there's no Tigers game, what's going on? Oh, well, there's the World Cup. Maybe I'll watch, maybe I won't. And did you flip it on? Because I think a lot of people did. I think the previous game, the number was like 17 million Americans tuned in to watch it. So I would guess that last night's is going to hover around 20 million. You have people going to watch parties. And even with the oppressive heat last night, there were a bunch of people in downtown Detroit watching it, in the Campus Martius area. It's something that is truly sweeping the nation. And last night's game, I feel like there was a lot to talk about. Whether you watched it or you didn't watch it, there's a lot to talk about. And 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Same number you want to text, all right? We don't normally start the show off talking soccer, but we will.
This has become your passion, Gator.
This has not become my passion.
I think it's guitars and then World Cup.
Whew.
And then dog videos third.
It might be dog videos, guitar, and then
World Cup.
65th on the list.
Don't deny it. Oh.
For a random Wednesday World Cup. No, I watched. And I was, you know, right after, I knew it was going to take a little bit after 8 o'clock. It was going to come on at 8 o'clock. So I took my time, and then around 8:15, I flipped it on, and I was actually entertained. I had it on the whole time, and I think one of the main reasons why I was entertained is because it goes by quickly without the commercial breaks. Now, yes, you have your extended time that they tack on for, you know, injuries and substitutions and all that, and it's not really 45 minutes a half. It's more like 51 or 55 minutes, whatever. But typically, this thing just goes. And having that free flow like that, that running clock, I kind of like the running clock. Now, I don't think you should do that when you've got like a game like football, basketball, or hockey. But with soccer, it's fine for me because it's a 45-minute half. But I think that's maybe the big reason why it doesn't feel that bad, because the game does go pretty quickly. And as far as action is concerned, there's not a ton of action. I'll admit that. You know, I'm the less than casual fan that's going to tune in for this. So I'm no diehard. The diehards are loving it without question. There's a strategy and all that, and I am amazed at the skill, the ball handling skill, if you will, the ability to dribble with the feet is incredible. To watch these players and how skilled they are, and you know, in tune with when to use their head, their chest, their knees, their feet, whatever it is, anything but the hands. But to handle that situation with the ball in a phone booth, it's to me it's akin to my wonderment at hockey players being able to stick handle in their situations. And it's the same thing with an NBA player being able to dribble his way out of a phone booth. I'm amazed by that. It's just, that's tons of drills and time spent working on it that pays off. But the game last night, I felt like there was something for everyone, particularly in the second half. First of all, in the first half, you had, there was at least the one goal. I don't know if the second, they had two goals total in the game that were called back because of offside. Then you had the first U.S. goal that was actually allowed, and it's exciting because most times it feels like one goal is all you need. You get 0-0 ties, you go to shootout, you have 1-0. Games happen all the time. You get a lead in soccer and you feel pretty good about yourself. And the United States got off to that hot start. And then you get into the second half, and then controversy. Controversy at the World Cup. Oh, they hate the United States. FIFA hates the U.S. That's what I was hearing this morning. That's what I was hearing last night. Everything went upside down when Falerin Balogun, after he scored the first goal of the game, in the second half he gets flagged for a red card. What does that mean? Yep. No, what it means is that there was a foul on the play. They actually went to review the VAR, I think it was a video-assisted review. They went and looked at that. And then they came back and determined not only was it a foul, but yeah, a red card, which bypasses the yellow card for those that don't understand. A yellow card is, okay, it's a warning. Red card means you're ejected. But not only in soccer, in the World Cup, does a red card mean ejection for this game. It also means you're gone for the next game. So the United States holds on to win. It's actually extended the lead when they had to play with 10, by the way. They don't just lose the player. They lose the player on the field, literally. So they're playing 10 against 11 for the remainder of that game. They scored a second goal on a free kick, and the free kick was freakish. It was amazing. Shout out to...
Look it up, Gator.
Yeah, I got like Malik Tillman. I ain't lying. I'm being honest. Oh, shout out to Malik Tillman.
With that freak kick, not freak kick.
With the freak kick. I said it was a freakish kick. The way the spin on that ball, when you watch the slow motion replay and you see the spin on the ball, it's amazing. It literally just gets over the heads of the defenders that are standing, forming a wall and holding their schnuts so they don't get drilled there. And it starts to move right to left, that the goaltender, he has a hard time picking it up because it's just over the heads of the defenders. It's not like it's from way up in the air. It was spectacular. They hold on to win the game. But the whole controversy about the red card is what has everybody talking today. If you're at work, I'd love to hear how things are going at work. 248-539-9797. Or what was your reaction when you're watching at home last night? Did you start getting texts? Did you start texting your friends or whatever? Because even a guy like me, who's a non-casual, less than casual soccer fan, I was like, well, this is interesting. And the foul that Balogun got called for to deserve, in quotation marks, the red card, that's where the controversy lies. Because it looked like it was simply a collision of players, and then Balogun's foot lands on the side of the foot of the opposing player as he's going to the ground. But he steps on that side of the foot. There's no question he steps on it. But one of the three criteria you need for the red card is intent, and they're saying, I guess, that he intended to do it. I don't know if I'd buy that, but that's what they were selling, and the red card gets pulled. And then social media goes nuts about this. You know, I'm on Twitter last night just trying to follow along to see if the Red Wings are signing anybody or if the Pistons have made a sign or a trade. Is there a trade going on? And I'm keeping up scrolling, and I cannot get away from this on the timeline. Everybody was commenting on this play. And then everybody was posting pictures of Lionel Messi doing the exact same thing and not getting a red card. Or a very similar thing, I guess. You know, his foot looked like it landed on somebody's calf and not the side of their foot. And the player was a little bit more upright when it handled than what happened last night. But people were saying that was far more egregious than this. I don't know which is more egregious. I just know that our guy got kicked out of the game and is now ineligible to play in the next game. And now there's, you know, different talk. Can they appeal this or not? If they appeal it, nobody ever gets it overturned, so why bother? It's just interesting. There was controversy at the World Cup last night, and yet the United States, they gutted it out. They were gritty performers last night. They win the game 2-0, thanks to, check my notes, Malik Tillman and Falera and Balogun. I don't know how you pronounce his name. The funny thing is, neither of these two guys were born in the United States, by the way. So I wonder if Stoney has an issue with that. Stoney had a problem with the World Baseball Classic with all these players playing on foreign teams, but they're not really from there. Do you have a problem with players on the U.S. World Cup team not being born as Americans, but they're representing this country? It's okay now, the World Cup. Is that cool? That's fine. I don't really care. I mean, they're here. It's fine. 248-539-9797 is a telephone number. I'm curious how things are going at work today. If you guys are listening in the cubicle, you got the headphones on or the earbuds in, have you been talking to everybody at the water cooler? Is there still a water cooler? If there is, utilize it and hydrate. It's very hot out there today. But also, what went on last night when you were watching the game? Did you start texting friends? How did you feel about this game last night? It had a lot going on, all the emotions. We'll talk about it next here at 97.1.